是。
这一首诗啊，我们小的时候啊，教会里面常常在唱。
When I was younger, the church would often sing this hymn.
因为那个时候啊，弟兄姊妹都非常热心。
Because at the time, the brothers and sisters were very fervent.
常常有很多慕道者。
And there were many truth seekers.
所以就常常去帮助祷告。
So we often have to help and go pray.
像我们小的时候啊，就跟着大人呢、啊，有时候走路走一两个小时。
And when we were younger, we had to follow the adults, and sometimes we might have to walk for 1 or 2 hours.
有的病人要来信主。
And there might be some sick people who want to come to believe. 有的人犯鬼，
邪灵工作。
Or some people who had evil spirits working on them.
我们就去帮助祷告。
And we would go and help to pray.
教会都会宣告说啊，什么时候要去什么地方啊，帮助祷告。
And the church will often make announcements about where we would go next to pray.
所以大家就先进食。
So then first we all fast.
然后在教会里面集合。
And then gather in the church.
然后就出发了。
And then go onwards.
去帮助祷告的时候，就这一首诗啊，一次再一次唱。
And when we would go out to pray, help pray, then we would often repeat this
hymn. 唱完以后啊，传道者或执事啊，就奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
And after we sing this hymn, then the pastor would say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and casting out
Satan. 奉主耶稣名祷告。
Or pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
祷告完了以后啊，几次以后，有时候邪灵就走掉了，病人就好起来。
And sometimes a few times after the prayer, then the evil spirits would leave and the people would become well again.
所以那个时候大家很喜欢唱这首诗。
So at the time, many people like to sing this hymn.
基督精兵前进，为基督打美好的仗。
Because as the title says, onward Christian soldiers, they are fighting the beautiful fight for Jesus.
我被安排有四节的祷告会。
I have been assigned to the four prayer sessions.
我想跟大家学习成功的继承人约书亚。
I would like to share with you about the topic, the successful successor whose name is Joshua.
根据约书亚的事迹当中啊，我们提出四点啊来互相勉励。
And we will learn from Joshua 4 points for mutual encouragement.
我们知道这个摩西是一个相当的好的领导者。
We know that Moses was a very good leader.
他把以色列民从埃及地带出来。
He led the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
经过了40年的旷野生活。
And after a lifetime or life of 40 years in the wilderness.
把他们带到约旦河边。
They were brought by the Jordan River.
后来神叫摩西啊到那个高山上去。
And then God told Moses to go up to a mountain.
把那个迦南地指给他
，and he pointed out the land of Canaan to him.
说你可以看到，但是你没有办法进去。
And said to Moses that you can see this, but you cannot enter.
后来神就叫摩西呀、啊，立了这个约书亚来继承他的工作。
And then God had told Moses to choose Joshua to continue his work.
所以我们看到，如果只有摩西，没有约书亚。
So we could see that if it was only Moses but not Joshua,
以色列民只有来到约旦河边，没有办法进到迦南地。
Then the Israelites could only come near the Jordan River but could not enter the land of Canaan.
所以我们这教会的圣工也是一样。
This is the same in our church holy work.
神给我们每一个人服侍的时间都是相当有限。
God has given every one of us a limited amount of time to serve.
但是一代过去啊，一代又来。
But once one generation passes, then the next generation will come.
所以这个教会的圣工要一代接一代啊，永续的发展。
So that the holy work in church will continue on generation after generation.
所以圣工的传承很重要。
So it is very important to pass down the holy work.
要不断的栽培啊啊继承人。
And to continue to cultivate successors.
我们看到神要训练啊摩西花了80年的时间。
We know that God had trained Moses for 80 years.
40年在王宫里面。
In 40 years, he was in the palace.
他学了埃及的学问，说话行事都很有才干。
And he acquired all the knowledge in Egypt, and he was very skilled as a
speaker. 然后又让他到旷野啊，40年的操练。
And then God sent Moses to the wilderness to train him for 40
years. 让摩西成为一个最谦和的人呐、啊，说他的谦和胜过世界上的众人。
So that Moses had become the most humble person in the entire land.
所以能够成为最好的啊工人呐、啊，所以神就用他。
And once Moses had become the best possible worker, then God used him.
那个约书亚也是摩西不断的栽培训练的一个人。
And Joshua was also someone that Moses had continued to train.
所以到摩西晚年的时候，神就说啊，把约书亚带来啊，来继承你的工作。
So that when Moses had become older, then God had told Moses to bring Joshua so that he could continue the work.
所以约书亚是一个相当好的，而且相当成功的继承工作的一个榜样。
So Joshua was a very good and successful example of, and could serve as an example.
我们来看出埃及记十七章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus 17.
第八节。
Verse
8. 十七章第八节。
17 verse
8. 说那时亚玛利人来，在利非殿和以色列人征战。第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西对耶稣亚说，你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。十节。
Verse 10.
于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所讲的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦和户尔都上了山顶。这里讲到以色列人在旷野当中啊，遇到了一个很凶悍的敌人亚玛利人。
Here it says that while the Israelites were in the wilderness, they had encountered a very fearful enemy, and they were the Amalekites.
亚玛利人是很古老的民族啊，他们很凶悍的。
The Amalekites were a very old generation of people, and they were very frightening.
他们在旷野当中啊，就阻止以色列人啊，不要让他们进到迦南地。
And when the Israelites were in the wilderness, the Amalekites stopped them from going into the land of Canaan.
所以把他们一些啊跟不上队伍的啦，啊一些比较落后的、软弱的，就把他们杀掉。
And whoever were left behind or weaker, then they were killed.
啊，所以摩西说啊，要对付这些亚玛利人。
And so Moses said that they needed to deal with the Amalekites.
神也说啊，要世世代代跟亚玛利人征战。主导把他们完全消灭。
God has also said that he was going to deal with the Amalekites for generations until they were completely annihilated.
我们看申命记二十五章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 25.
申命记二十五章。
Deuteronomy 25.
十七节。
Verse 17.
二十五章十七节。
25 verse 17.
说你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人呢在路上怎样待你。十八节。
18.
他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。十九节。
19.
所以主你的神使你不被视为一切仇敌扰乱，在主你神赐给你为业的地上得享平安。那时你要将亚玛利人的名号从天下涂抹，不可忘记。神特别吩咐说啊，你要跟亚玛利人世世代代把他们的名号完全的涂抹。
So God has made a command here that the Amalekites need to be destroyed throughout the generations.
所以这个亚玛利人啊，可以预表就是跟我们属灵上的征战的仇敌啊，魔鬼。
So the Amalekites could prefigure Satan, which is a constant enemy that we have.
亚玛利人不愿意以色列人进到迦南地。
The Amalekites did not want the Israelites to go into the land.
要把他们在旷野当中把他们杀掉。
They wanted to kill all of the Israelites in the wilderness.
魔鬼也是处处跟我们作对。
And the devil is always opposing us.
说要寻找那些可吞吃的人呢，还要把我们呢吞吃掉。
Because he is looking for whomever he can find to devour.
所以他是属灵的最大的仇敌。
So he is the biggest spiritual enemy.
他说我们跟撒旦啊是没有办法妥协的，应当跟他征战到底。
So we should never compromise with the devil, and we should always fight until the end.
那我们看到当时以色列人遇到了这个强大的敌人亚玛利的时候
，So when the Israelites had faced Amalekites at the time,
摩西就吩咐耶稣亚说：“你选出一些人来，出去跟亚玛利人征战。”
Moses said to Joshua to choose some men and go out and fight with Amalek.
啊，于是约书亚就照着摩西所说的，去跟亚玛利人征战。
And so Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek.
我们看到当时啊，这个 约书亚书这边第一次出现。
This was the first time that Joshua had appeared in the Bible.
有的人认为说啊，约书亚是不是当时他带领军队的元帅啊？
So some people have thought that maybe Joshua was the first in command in the army back then.
不然的话，摩西怎么会叫他啊去跟敌人打仗？
Otherwise, why would Moses tell Joshua to go fight with
the? 事实上，那个时候约书亚只是一个年轻人呐、啊。
Actually, at the time, Joshua was just a youth.
事实上，他什么职位都没有啊。
And he didn't even have any position.
一直到他们来到了西乃山，在那边数点百姓的时候。
It wasn't until they had come to Mount Sinai.
当时约书亚所属的以法莲支派的首领啊，是约书亚的祖父，叫做以利沙玛。
But actually, at the time, the leader was the grandfather of the tribe that Joshua had come from, which was the Ephraimites.
所以约书亚这个时候啊，他没有什么职分的。
So at this time, Joshua did not have any status.
但是摩西啊，知道说这个年轻人呐、啊，这个有责任，而且有智慧，很勇敢。
But Moses knew that this young man Joshua was someone who had wisdom and he was brave.
所以知道他是可以栽培训练的一个人才。
So he knew that Joshua was someone who had potential and.
所以把一个非常重要的责任啊，就托付在他身上。
So that he had given him a very large responsibility.
但是我们看到约书亚，他也是一个相当负责的，他就顺服摩西的指示。
And because Joshua was very responsible, so he listened to Moses.
勇敢地承接了这个任务接受挑战。
And he was very courageous, and he accepted this mission.
我们看到约书亚能够带兵去跟敌人打仗。
And we could see that Joshua could lead the soldiers to go out and fight.
就可以看出说他是一个非常有智慧又勇敢的一个人。
And so we could see that he was someone who was wise and courageous.
因为你要跟敌人打仗啊，你一定要有组织、有纪律、有方法。
Because if you had to fight with enemies, then you had to have certain type of strategies and structure.
这些他所带领的人啊，这些勇士也是要经过训练才能够跟敌人打仗。
And these soldiers also had to go through training so that they could fight the enemy.
所以必须要组织起来纪律要有纪律要有训练。
So he had to organize them and give them regulations.
这个当然都是要有智慧啊。
And all of these involve having wisdom.
另外一个就是很勇敢。
The other was the bravery that he had.
因为跟敌人打仗啊，这是相当危险的事情。
Because to fight with an enemy is very dangerous.
因为征战啊。常常会造成很多的伤亡。
Because many times during wars there would be injuries or deaths.
所以有的人胆怯啦，他们就不敢上前线去打仗。
Some people might suddenly become weak and not dare to go out into the battlefield.
好像基甸的时候，曾经号召了很多人要去跟米甸人打仗。
Just like Gideon, when at first he had called many people and they were going to fight the Midianites.
后来神说人太多了，你叫他们说如果害怕的、胆怯的可以回去。
But then God had told Gideon that these were too many people and to tell those who had fear to go back.
结果一下子就回去了两万两千人。
So that all of a sudden there were 2,000,000 people that had left.
本来三万人结果很多人都是害怕的，就他们就先回去了，两万多人都回去了。
20,000 people that were very fearful and so they had decided to leave.
后来经过挑选以后那些真正能够打仗的人才剩下300人。
So that at the end, with the actual people who were fighting were only 300.
所以要承担这个责任要跟敌人打仗必须要有智慧，要有勇敢。
So to bear this responsibility and to go out into battle, you need to have wisdom and bravery.
我们看13节。
Let's look at verse 13.
后来耶稣也用刀杀了亚玛力王和他的百姓。
Verse 13 says, So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
可见他们非常的勇敢善战所以在战场上能够得胜杀败了敌人。
So clearly they were very brave and they knew about strategies to use in war.
当然除了他们勇敢的征战以外这个胜败有一个很重要的关键。
Other than fighting with bravery, there was another key cause to their victory.
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
说摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。 所以他们在征战的时候啊，摩西带着亚伦我就到山上去。
So at the time when they were fighting, then Moses had gone out to the mountain with Aaron.
摩西在那边举手祷告来帮助约书亚他们。
And Moses was raising his hands to pray for the people.
虽然约书亚他们呢带着全军很勇敢的在打仗。
Even though Joshua had led the army of people and they were fighting very bravely.
说摩西一举手啊，以色列人就得胜。
It says that when Moses' hands were held up, then Israel prevailed.
摩西手垂下来的时候，亚玛力人就得胜。
But when he let down his hand, then the Amalekites prevailed.
所以我们看到说这个属灵的征战啊，就很奇妙。
So you can see that the spiritual battles are very miraculous.
不只是光靠我们人的勇力征战。
It does not only rely on our human
strength. 虽然我们人很有智慧，很勇敢。
Even though humans are also very wise and brave.
但是光靠人的力量是没有办法真正得胜的。
We cannot have a complete victory if we only rely on human
strength. 真正那个胜败的关键呢，就是摩西的举手跟垂手。
The true key between their victory and failure was when Moses was raising or lowering his hands.
所以摩西，耶稣也在这当中啊，学习到那个祷告的那个重要性。
So through this, Joshua could have learned about the importance of prayer.
因为我们征战的得胜啊，这个胜败啊，是在乎神啊，而不是在乎人的兵器或者是人的力量的大小。
Because whether or not we could have victory does not depend on the size or the types of weapons that we have, but it depends on God.
我们属灵的征战也是这样。
And this is the same in spiritual battles.
我们看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节
Verse 4
哥林多后书第十章的第四节
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4
十章第四节
10 verse 4
我们征战的兵器啊，本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。第五节
Verse 5
将各样的计谋各样男主人认识神的那些至高的事啊，一概攻破了，又将人所有的心力得回啊，使他顺服基督。保罗讲说，我们虽然带着肉体，但是我们不凭着血气在征战。
So Paul has said that even though we are flesh, we do not fight with our carnal flesh.
因为我们征战的对象啊。是空中属灵气的恶魔
because our enemies are of the air and of the spirit.
所以我们一定要从那里，从神那里啊，得到刚强大能大力。
So we need to be able to gain our strength from the mighty power of God.
才能够在属灵的战争当中啊，能够得胜。
So that we can overcome the spiritual war.
所以他在这里说啊，我们要。能够攻破那个坚固的营垒。
And so, it says that we need to be able to pull down the strongholds.
就是要在神面前有能力啊，将各样男主人认识神的计谋都把它攻破了。
It is to be able to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself.
啊，然后把人的心力把它夺回来啊，让他顺服基督。
And then bring in every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
所以这是我们在属灵的战争当中啊，应当学习的功课。
So these are some lessons we can learn in regards to fighting the spiritual war.
征战的胜败啊，不是靠人的勇力，而是靠神的帮助。
The victory of the war does not depend on the human strength, but the help of God.
所以征战胜败的关键啊，就是那个举手的祷告。
And so the key in their victory was in the prayer when their hands are lifted up.
耶稣亚在这一场征战当中啊，他看到这个整个战争啊，必须要同心合意啊，彼此互相的搭配啊，才能够完成。
During this battle, Joshua could also see that everyone needed to be of one heart and one mind so that they could fight together.
耶稣亚带兵在前线，摩西在山上举手。
Joshua was leading the army at the front lines, and Moses was on the mountain and lifting his hands.
当然，耶稣亚带来很多勇士啊，他每一个人呢、啊，他们都非常的勇敢善战。
Of course, Joshua had some very brave men with him, and everyone was fighting together.
他们彼此互相的帮助，互相的支援。
And they needed to help one another.
而摩西在山上也是一样。
And this was the same for Moses on the mountain.
因为他的手没有办法一直举着。
Because he could not keep holding up his hands on his own.
因为他手会酸啊，会垂下来。
Because his hands would become tired.
啊，所以有亚伦父我就扶着他的手。
And so Aaron and Hur had to support his hands.
啊，让他的手啊一直顶住啊。啊，一直让以色列人得胜。
So that his hands could always be held up, and the Israelites could win.
我们属灵圣战就是所有的同工啊，每一个人进到他的本分，彼此的互相支援，互相搭配。
And so in the spiritual war, in the same way, everyone needs to work with each other and to be able to complement each other.
没有办法说啊，光靠一个人的力量啊就能够得胜的。
The victory cannot depend on just one person's strengths.
我们看到以利亚先知啊，在对付啊那些假先知的时候
，We know that when Prophet Elijah was facing the false prophets，
啊，一开始啊，他可以靠着神帮助啊，能够得胜。
At first, he could rely on the help of God to help him.
后来，因为他自己觉得很孤单呢、啊、
，But then later on, he felt very lonely.
啊，所以耶洗别发誓要杀他的时候，他就软弱了。
And then when Jezebel wanted to kill him, then Elijah became weak.
所以神的工作啊，没有办法光靠一个人就能够完成。
So the work of God cannot depend on just one person to be completed.
啊，必须要很多人互相扶持，互相帮助。
There needs to be many people who are helping each other.
我们看撒母耳记下第十章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记下第十章。
2 Samuel chapter 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
撒母耳记下十章第九节。
Second Samuel 10 verse 9。
说约押看见敌人在他前后摆阵，就从以色列军中啊挑选精兵，使他们对着亚兰人摆阵。十节。
Ten。
其余的兵交给他的弟弟亚比斯，对着亚门人摆阵。十一节。
Verse 11.
约押对亚比斯说啊，亚兰人若强过我，你就来帮助我；亚门人若强过你，我就去帮助你。十二节。
12.
我们都当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意啊，做大丈夫。啊，愿神凭自己的旨意而行。那约押是以色列国的元帅。
Joab was the first in command in the kingdom of Israel.
啊，他们要跟亚兰人、跟亚门人打仗。
And when they were going to fight with the Ammonites and the Syrians.
啊，所以约押就跟他的弟弟呀、啊，啊，分成两部分，啊，来对付两个不一样的仇敌。
Joab worked together with his brothers so that they could deal with two types of enemies.
啊，虽然他们两个分工啊，但是他们是彼此互相的帮助的。
Even though they were splitting their work, but they would still help each other.
约押说、啊、如果敌人强过我，你要赶快来帮助我。
And Joab has said that if my enemies are too strong, then you have to help
me. 如果敌人强过你，我就去帮助你。
If your enemies are too strong, then I will go help you.
啊，所以我们都要刚强，为神的国、神的民来征战。
So we all need to be of good courage so that we can fight for God.
啊，求神能够按照他的旨意啊来帮助，让我们能够得胜。
And then God can do what is good in His sight to help us win.
啊，所以我们在侍奉当中啊，啊，在属灵的征战当中啊，就是这样彼此互相的搭配，互相的支援。
And so when we are serving or in a spiritual war, we need to complement and help each other.
啊，这是我们征战的一个很重要的秘诀。
And this is one key in regards to fighting the battles.
我们看回来出埃及记十七章。
Let's look back to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus 17。
十五节。
Verse 15。
十七章十五节。
17 verse 15。
说摩西，十四节。
14。
十四节，神对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹。”你要将这个话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。十五节。
15。
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西呀。十八节，十六节。
16。
又说神已经起了誓啊，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。 当他们得胜了以后啊，神对摩西有一些吩咐。
When they had the victory, then God has some commands for Moses.
说要他们啊，把这个要他们继续啊，世代跟亚玛力征战啊，要完全的把他们消灭。
God had told them that they need to have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
啊，所以我们对付啊撒旦的工作啊也是一样的，完全没有办法妥协的，要征战到底。
This is the same when we are treating with the work that would be dealing against Satan, because we need to fight until the end.
啊，然后说啊，要把这个事情啊写在书上做纪念。
And it also says here that I need to write this for a memorial.
啊，还要念给耶稣亚听。
And in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua.
所以有关神的恩典呢、啊，还要把它记录下来，不要忘记掉。
So we need to record and remember the grace and the blessings from God and not forget them.
所以诗篇里面说啊，我们要把神的作为啊，向我们的祖孙啊世代说明。
And it says in Psalms that we need to tell the works of God to our future generations.
让他们世世代代能够认识神呐、啊。而能够晓得神的作为
，so that our children and their future generations can always know of the works of God.
他说要把神的作为啊记录下来，啊常常去思想，啊去纪念神的恩典。
And so the works of God need to be recorded so that we can remember the blessings.
啊，另外说要筑一座坛
，and he also built an altar.
啊，这个坛的起名叫做耶和华尼西啊，就是说。神就是我们的得胜的旗了。
And the altar is called "The Lord is my banner."
也就是说，我们能够得胜啊，不是靠我们自己，而是靠神的帮助。所以神才是得胜的旌旗。
And in other words, this means that their victory did not depend on them, but it depended on God. And so the Lord is their banner.
所以筑坛啊，就是纪念神恩典的一种方法。
And building an altar is a way to remember the works of God.
所以我们讲说，我们家庭里面也要有崇拜的一个坛。
And this is why we also say that in our homes we should have a family altar.
我们常常啊，在家里啊啊，家人啊在一起呀、啊，啊能够有家庭的崇拜生活。
And at home we can often also have a life of worship with our family members.
因为我们敬拜神、侍奉神、纪念神的恩。
So that we can worship God and serve Him and remember His grace.
所以这是神对摩西的吩咐啊。
So these were what God had told Moses to do.
要把神的作为啊，啊能够记录下来啊，常常去思想。
To record the works of God and to often reflect upon them.
啊，也让我们啊能够不断的去侍奉敬拜神。
Then we can also often serve God.
啊，这是从耶稣亚啊跟亚玛力人征战。啊、应当在他的侍奉当中、啊、所学习到的功课。
So these are some lessons we have learned based from the victory over the Amalekites from Joshua.、
啊、我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we're going to pray together.、
啊、求主帮助我们、啊、让我们每一个人、啊、都能够在侍奉的学习当中、啊、能够像耶稣也一样的勇敢承担责任。
And we ask the Lord to be able to help us in our servitude to be and to do the way that Joshua had done.
在属灵的征战当中啊，能够得胜。
And to be able to win in the spiritual battle.
啊，能够在侍奉当中啊，学习一些啊属灵的功课。
And to learn spiritual lessons throughout the spiritual war.
啊，让我们属灵的力量啊，能够不断的成长，让我们侍奉的工作、啊、越来越美。
So that we can continue to be strengthened in our spirit.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
可以到前面来。
You can come forward.